Hello, and welcome to show number 2435 of Eyes on Success, a weekly program covering a wide variety of topics of interest to people with vision loss. I'm Nancy Goodman Torpy.
And I'm Pete Torpy.
I feel also that, well, you see a lot of discussions about AI in different forums, and they are all like, oh no, that it's going to take away jobs, and it is, and AI is bad. And this is such an example of where you are practical and useful. Let's help and at least offer something which really helps humankind.
And there are certainly pros and cons to the use of AI these days. We've seen many discussions in the news media and amongst our friends, but this is one application we'll talk about today where AI really does have a benefit for people who can't see.
There are already several tools using artificial intelligence that vision-impaired people can use for describing scenes and photos to assist in their daily lives. PickyBot is unique, however, in that it also has the ability to describe video content. We'll talk with Martijn van der Spek, developer of the app, about how it works and its many customizable features. But first, for our tip of the week. This week's tip comes from Martijn van der Spek.
I think that many people don't realize the video recognition power of PickyBot. Yeah, it really worked for social media like Instagram to be able to share your video, well, as a blind or low vision user to have it described is very powerful. And so far, in my case, PickyBot is the only app that can do this, but it will do a decent job in describing what the video is all about.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
Let's start by meeting Martijn.
I'm Martijn van der Spek. I'm the developer of the app PickyBot, which is helping blind and low vision users to describe images and videos in different ways. I'm originally from the Netherlands. I studied there, did a technical study in Delft University, and then I moved around the world implementing IT systems in different places around the world. And I eventually now, for the last 20 years already, I've settled in India. And from here, I've been developing apps. About 13 years ago, I developed the app Talking Goggles, which was specifically aimed at the blind and low vision community. And that the app had such an impact. And I mean, the feedback that I got from that was very, very inspiring. And unfortunately, other apps came in between, but now with the recent AI boom, you could say, there's so much more potential for apps that can help the blind and low vision users. And now I picked that up and created the app PickyBot.
Are you blind or low vision yourself?
I am not, no.
So how did you get into developing apps for that community?
It was mainly the feedback. It was almost like by a fluke, because of this, the app Talking Goggles was received so well. And I thought, okay, I can either make apps and then get a lot of negative feedback on, oh, this is not completely right, this is not completely right, or you do something for users who say, it may not be perfect, but it's improved my life so much, and this thanks that is there is really, really been inspiring. So I thought, okay, you might as well focus on a community that is really appreciative of these type of developments. There is a lot of potential there to actually do something that really makes a difference.
Eyes on Success connects corporate sponsors with visually impaired listeners around the world.
More information about becoming a sponsor can be found at www.sponsor.eyesonsuccess.net.
This week's focus topic is the relatively new PickyBot app that utilizes artificial intelligence to describe still images and videos.
In the introduction, you talked about the fact that you don't always have to get something 100% right in order for it to be a very useful app for many people. And you talked a little bit about the Talking Goggles app, which was so popular a while ago. Tell us a little bit about what that did and what happened to that app.
Yeah, well, it's an app that just recognizes images, and it is in a similar way as what PickyBot is doing now, but in a very far more basic way. And yeah, the thing is, though, it was the revenue for it was just not allowing me to keep it running.
So it's basically an image recognition app, but the technologies have changed so much that you couldn't just enhance the app with some of the capabilities that you now have in the PickyBot app.
I could actually, but and maybe I will still, because there are some people saying, well, what about the old app? But there's also another thing about having an app that has a rather unique name is helpful, because, well, you have to, of course, be recognizable. And yeah, the problem was that you had this, an app that was called Talking Goggles had not the best. It was, too similar to other apps that had these type of names. So it's better to have a unique app, even if it is a very silly app, because then it's easier to find it in Google, actually.
Well, PickyBot certainly is a unique name. The only funny thing about it is, with most people who are blind using screen readers, many screen readers pronounce it as PixieBot. And when I was looking for it in the App Store, I was looking for PixyBot, but I couldn't find it.
And you spell it PICCYBOT, right?
Correct. But it is PickyBot, from picture and then, a picky and then a bot to help you with the pictures.
So now there's lots of AI apps that have been growing on the internet and in apps, and they all do reasonably similar things. But in making PickyBot, you tried to do something unique. Tell us a little bit about the app and what distinguishes it from many of the other solutions that people might consider.
Yeah, the main thing which has been different with PickyBot is that it is, I've made it very open. You can go under the hood and turn on all the knobs, let's say. It is, so you can select which AI engine you want to use for your images. You can select which voices you want to use, whether you want to have a personality. And you can be more or less, really tweak it to your preferred type of assistant for pictures or video processing. And that's, the other thing that is still unique, a bit surprising actually, is that, I can process videos with PickyBot. And so far, the other apps have not picked up on that. So, it is still one of the outstanding features of PickyBot.
I wasn't even aware that many of these AI services were offering video description services. So I was interested to see that PickyBot actually made use of those capabilities. You said you offer a range of AI services. I think there must be like half a dozen of them, right?
Seven at the moment, right. And every engine has its positive sides and negative sides. It is, some of them are a bit slower. Some of them are very good in recognizing people and places. Like the Google Gemini is good in that, and that makes mistakes on other fronts. But every engine has its unique features, and so of course, people Well, most apps use OpenAI and GPT-4o, and it is a very good model, but it's not perfect. And yeah, well, the other day I was looking at the, okay, take a photo of my watch, tell the time, and OpenAI failed. And a model like Reka was perfect in it. So it really depends on the situation and whether you... what type of images you actually process.
It is interesting to see the differences, as you say, when they're describing pictures. And in fact, when I use many of these AI services on the web, depending on the task that I'm working on, I will choose different AI solutions. I like Gemini for some purposes. I like Perplexity for other solutions. And sometimes I'll use the Microsoft Bing chat service or looking at pictures and answering questions.
Right. Actually, honestly, Perplexity is a bit of a similar approach. It also uses a lot of different engines under the hood, and it doesn't have its own engine, just like Wikibolt doesn't have, but, well, it tweaks the base engines and makes the best mix of that. So in that sense... Yeah, that approach works pretty well for them, and it's been working well for Pickybot as well.
Talk a little bit more about the different personalities and settings you can use in terms of how you get your output.
Well, there are 6 different voices in Pickybot, and you can either give them a personality or not. Now, I have to say, all these things are only available when you unlock the app. There is a free version of Pickybot, which, and then you default get one voice, and it has a default personality. It is whether you like it or not. Only if you, after unlocking the app, you have the choice of different options. So given that, you then get 6 different voices with their personalities. You can, depending on your preference, try them all out. You can set the speed of the voice. You can set the length of the output. Whether you want to have a very brief description or you want to have a very elaborate description. And actually also you can make it describe in any language. Or almost any language.
How many languages does Pickybot work in right now?
I would say for about 20 languages, it does a really good job. And for about 150 languages, it will speak, but it will not be very nice to hear.
What other options are available?
You can also select whether or not you want to have the videos, whether they have to be processed fast. Or you're allowed to have more time, but then you have a better quality process video, and you can share the audio or the video or the image, and when you share the image or save the image, it will describe or give the description also in the metadata of the image and video, so that helps with the later lookup basically have more image, more information stored with whatever you export with Pickybot.
And you can either take a video with the app itself directly, or you can get the description for a video that's in your Photos app on your phone.
Right. And even more so, I've recently added the option to share from apps like Instagram. Instagram was a rather requested feature. So people were receiving all these memes and information or videos in Instagram, and they had no clue what it was about. And they said, well, can't I share it to Pickybot? And now that is possible. For apps like WhatsApp, Instagram, Messenger, all these... these apps you can share immediately to Pickybot. Another thing is that I'm quite fond of these Meta Ray-Ban glasses, and they have a Meta View app, And when you are making recordings with your glasses, then again, you can use that the share feature in that app to send it immediately to PicuBots.
Oh, that's interesting. That's a nice connection to make with the better Ray glasses. There were a couple of settings in there that I was a little confused about when I first got the app, and I emailed you back and forth. There were things like you could choose the quality of the video, and there was something about the length of responses. Can you talk a little bit about those settings? Because I was confused with them, and I thought other people might like to understand them a little bit better also.
There is the length setting. Some models will still give a rather lengthy description, even if you put the length on the minimum setting of 10%, actually. It is, or if you put it on the full 100%, the difference may or may not be so great, but overall, it means, okay, if you put it on a lower level, you're telling the model don't use so many tokens, and therefore it will be shorter. This, while with 100%, it uses the maximum.
This really gives the user a choice of how lengthy of a description they would like to hear when the app gives its response.
Right.
And how about the video quality settings? What is the impact on that, on how it processes images?
If you select the video quality alone, it will do a very quick processing of the video because it will compress the video by a lot. And it will be fast, but it will give a really basic idea of what is in the video. Well, if you put it on high, then it will take a longer part of the video. Actually, it will take about a minute of the video now. It is earlier, the other settings, medium and low, only take 30 seconds of a video, actually. So high will take a minute of the video, and it will not compress it, so it will give a better description of what is going on in the video.
So the user has a lot of options as for how they'd like to interact with the app.
Right.
The other one I thought was interesting was the different personalities. They are pretty different. I know in the free version of the app, the personality was kind of, I would say, almost flippant and like, hi, how are you doing type of thing. But you can change it to a more precise or formal personality if you like too. So there's a wide range of personalities to choose from.
Right.
How long has PicuBot been around? I first started seeing a lot of posts on AppleViz about it probably several months ago, maybe 6 months ago. And it's a lot of positive responses. How long has it been around?
Yeah, since the beginning of the year, yeah.
Well, it's nice to see how interactive you are and responsive to what users are saying about the app. And I was wondering if you could talk a little bit more about the response you've gotten from users.
Well, I'm psyched that I had no clue that things were so complicated. Like, when you take a photo, that the control over the flash had to be clear. And because, if there's no light, then it can't take a photo. And if you can't see, then you don't know that. So that was a realization on my end. And same thing for the direction of the camera, all simple things, but it had not been done properly in initial versions of PicuBot. So these are basic feedback points, but there are many more. Every time it was like, okay, oh, can't you adjust this? Can't you adjust that? And it usually makes sense. So I'll pick it up and adjust it in a new version. I think it was very, very important to go to have these forums to give this type of feedback. The app would have been otherwise, it would have had a fraction of its usefulness.
What would you say are some of the most interesting things that you've learned in responding to user comments and requests?
It's mainly what I see is that how passionate people can respond to the app. That I've had people come with videos and they started dancing when there wasn't a good description from the app. And that is Yeah, that was very, very, well, motivating. The whole thing of, I had never really used that share feature of, sharing from apps. That's fine. But now really, yeah, share the media into Pikibot is something that's the first time I'm doing that with any of my apps, actually. It's a very important feature.
You've been updating and modifying the app quite a bit in response to user feedback, and I'm wondering what you see as the future of Pikibot, and if you have any idea of where you'll be headed in terms of new features or new directions with Pikibot.
Well, we've all seen the promises of OpenAI and also other models. They are constantly improving, and so I have to be really on the lookout for that. And as soon as some new feature comes up, I will integrate it. Of course, the holy grail is to have Pikibot really turn into an assistant that is next to you, and that it gets live input video, and you can have a direct discussion with it over, this is happening now, and it gives input about your environment, warns you about things that are ahead of you or next to you, and then advises you, just like having somebody walking next to you who would advise you what is ahead of you. But it may take still some time.
So it sounds like you'll be continuing to develop the app, and it's very nice to have such a unique and useful app for people who can't see. I thank you for that work.
Thank you. No, it's really, like I said, it's a pleasure to do something that I feel is really, the benefit is so clear. I feel also that, you see a lot of discussions about AI in different forums, and they are all like, oh no, it's going to take away jobs, and it is, and AI is bad, and it is. But this is such an example of where you are practical and useful. Let's help and at least offer something which really helps humankind.
Well, and I think Pikibot is just one example of where AI is being used to provide a service that no one was providing before. So it's just enhancing people's lives without taking anything away from anybody else.
Right. It's a good service, I feel, and very positive feedback. So I'm happy, and I really want to keep on improving and taking this further.
Well, we've been talking about the Pikibot app for quite a while now. Here's a demonstration that Pete put together using the app to describe a short video that our son sent us of our 7-year-old grandson singing Happy Birthday, not surprisingly on the occasion of Pete's birthday.
We are in a bedroom. A young boy with short brown hair wearing a green and white t-shirt with "The Force is with you, don't make me use it" written on it is singing Happy Birthday. He is sitting at a keyboard and pressing the keys with his left hand. He has a focused expression on his face as he sings. He's singing to his mom, who is out of the camera frame. The room is bright, and there are toys on a dresser in the background. We hear another voice singing Happy Birthday in the background. As the boy finishes singing, the camera pans up, revealing a man with a beard wearing a light blue t-shirt. He is smiling as he joins in with the birthday song. The two of them sing together, ending the video.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
Now for this week's final item, how to learn more about Pikibot, how to get it, and how to contact Martijn van der Spek, its developer.
Well, if people want to get the Pikibot app, where would they do that?
You can go to sparklingapps.com, and it has my other apps on it, and you can go from there to Pikibot. You could use the link sparklingapps.com. That is, yeah, sparkling, sparkling, apps, sparklingapps.com, and then / PickyBots, this, it is PickyBot. That link will take you to either the App Store, the Apple App Store, or Google Play. Yeah, it is available for both iOS and Android. And I'm really doing my best to keep the features on par with each other on both platforms.
If people had questions for you, or is there a way of contacting you? Is there an email or something else?
You can write me on support@sparklingapps.com. Otherwise, again, yeah, you can contact me on Facebook on my name of Martijn van der Spek, or look for PickyBot on Facebook, and my name will show up. Or you can, yeah, go to LinkedIn. I will share the links with you there. You can look for my name. And my name is Martijn van der Spek. It is MARTIJN, Martijn. And then van der Spek, VANDERSPEK.
And we will have those links in the show notes that goes with this episode. And as usual, you can find all of that information, in case you missed it in the audio, in the show notes for this episode, which is episode 2435 at www.eyesonsuccess.net. And we hope you find those show notes useful. They're a good way of retaining some of that information if you don't want to listen to the whole audio again. And we hope that it's helpful to our listeners. Let us know what you think of them and if you think we should do more or less of that.
That's it for today's show. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about Glide, an innovative, self-driven, artificial intelligence-powered mobility device for those who are visually impaired. Using advanced sensors and real-time data, Glide navigates the user around obstacles and guides them to their destination. It's sort of like a cross between a white cane and a guide dog. We'll talk with Amos Miller, founder and CEO of Glidance, the parent company, about the device and how it can be used.
And so we hope you'll join us for that episode next week. And by the way, if you have suggestions for future shows or any comments about the show, we love hearing from our listeners. You can send us an email if you write to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net. Hope to see you all next week.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
You can access the full archive of previous shows, subscribe to the podcast, and much more by going to our website, www.eyesonsuccess.net. If you have questions about anything you've heard on the show or have suggestions for future shows, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
Thank you for listening and have a nice day.